Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. You got me, Kevin Hagland. Corey Majors.
Hello.
The famous Mike Bassick. The famouser Alec Medford, no doubt, on wrestling highs from last night. Gentlemen, welcome to the program.
Thanks for that, Kevin. We really appreciate that introduction. This is a very busy day today.
Heck yeah, I'd like to say thanks to TNA. I went to the Genesis show last night and had a blast, right, Alec?
It was so cool, man. Had a great time. Thanks to TNA for having us.
So
it was Phil Collins' band, Genesis, Kevin, that I was doing.
Yes, no, I understood.
Good job.
In the beginning.
I debated this quite a bit, but I put a lot of thought into this. You know, Mike, how much you're joking about how, you know, Jerry is going to stay up all hours of the night, maybe get 2 hours of sleep, maybe do this, maybe do that. Look, when the Commanders won in emphatic fashion to make it to the NFC Championship game, there are plenty of reasons for the Cowboys to be embarrassed, right? Like, now they have the longest streak in the NFC without being to the championship game. We're talking about 29 seasons, which is also, by the way, the seventh longest in the history of football. Every team in the NFC has been to the NFC Championship game. By the way, you're 9 years away from setting the record. The problem is two teams ahead of you, both Miami and Cleveland, have active streaks. So that would hold you back. And every team in the NFC has made the NFC Championship game since, I believe, 2010. Except for the Cowboys,
yeah,
who haven't been there since 1995.
It's a tough year to make it.
Yeah.
I mean, look, you got the two best teams in the NFC in the title game.
And
how
I know,
can you overcome that division anyway?
And
what
I know,
else can you do?
They scored 73 points in this round.
I mean, yeah, that's a great point. It's not like one of those teams is led by your defensive coordinator and one of those or your former defensive coordinator, and the other team is led by your former offensive coordinator.
Well, I mean, that's why we got rid of Mike McCarthy. He was the one that came in here and forced those guys out of here.
I heard Bobby Belt. The players wanted to play really hard, and Mike McCarthy said, "I'll be damned. You guys, I want you to play as bad as you possibly can."
Yeah.
And then the players like, "Well, the coach said we have to play as bad as we possibly can."
So once the Joneses figured out that Mike McCarthy was the problem and it wasn't the other guys, they shipped him out of there.
Problem solved.
By the way, there's 10, this is per Zach Wolchuk, there are 10 former Cowboys players and coaches on the Commanders this season. So there's that. But I just wanted to throw that out there, and I want to point out,
Repeat that one more time.
There are 10 players and or coaches on the Commanders that were with the Cowboys.
A long time, like in the 90s?
No.
I think Bobby said 7 coaches this morning. So
yikes.
7 of the coaching staff. That means 3 players. Wow.
So the 7 worst coaches last year on the Cowboys went to another team and took a rookie quarterback because they told them to play hard?
Yeah, I guess that's the case.
They just didn't tell our team to play hard last year.
All right, I'm not going to settle down, Jerry, because here's what I want to talk about. And this is what I really, really want to get into right here, right now. There are plenty of reasons for the Cowboys to change. Guess what? There have been plenty of reasons for the Cowboys to change in the past. They haven't then, and they won't now either. Can you live with that? Or what are you going to do about it? Because I
quit the
Cowboys. I know you quit the team. And I thought about this a lot. And what I really want to know is, and the Lions made it last year for the person that is asking. What I really want to know is, can you accept that this is just the way it is? Can you accept that they're not going to change anything because the Commanders made it? Like, I see everyone saying, hey, we're a year and a half, give or take, removed from getting rid of your garbage owner, bringing in a new coach and getting a new quarterback. And what happened? Presto, change-o, they make it into the NFC Championship game. The Jones family doesn't learn football lessons. Mm-hmm. What are you going to do about it? Are you going to quit the team like Mike did? And I totally understand why. There's a lot of other behind-the-scenes reasons as well. Or what? Because I'm not...
I guess I have to, Kevin. I have to accept it.
Okay.
Because I want to be a fan of this team.
Exactly.
Because I want them to accomplish something. I've turned to myself as more of an NFL fan this year because I was like, if I'm going to enjoy the sport, I need to enjoy some other things about it. And that's why I'm literally in this weird place of rooting for the Commanders at the moment, Kevin. Yes, I have to. I have to accept that or go find something else. Because you're right, it's not changing. It's not changing at all. They're not going to do anything different. Hire a new coach? You've already hired. This will be your ninth one. This iteration of it will be your ninth one. And it's not going to be much different because you're not doing anything that changes what the culture or the actions of that coach is going to be.
And so this is where I'm curious how many people are like Corey. How many people are like me? I've said this before, and I'm just going to throw this out there. It's like my little mission statement. I don't think it's going to change for the Cowboys. I just don't, but I'm not going to stop rooting for them. And that has nothing to do with the Jones family. That has to do with the fact that I root for all of the Metroplex teams. I was born and raised mm-hmm. here.
Yeah.
I learned watching sports by going to Texas Rangers games with my mom and watching football with my mom. She is the person who taught me about sports. I watched Cowboys games with Brandon as he grew up. Noah's there. He doesn't really understand what's happening yet, but he'll have plenty of time to get his spirit broken down by that. So I'm not going to stop being a Cowboys fan. I love the Cowboys. I don't love the people who own them. I don't have to love specific players. I don't have to love the people running the franchise. I love the Cowboys because they're a part of my life growing up. They're a part of my life as a dad, and they're going to continue to be part of my life. So that is how I'm going to deal with it. How we've tried to fix it. We have all tried to fix it. We have been sworn at by the Jones family, hung up on, called after an interview because we were a little too tough, all kinds of things. And we will continue to keep asking, why are you doing it incorrectly?
And they'll continue to answer the questions the way that they see fit. But here's what's happened, Kevin. More of the fan base is perked up to it all. We've seen it.
I can see that.
We've seen it here on the fan text. More of the fan base is smart, and they don't want to believe some of the things because they're like, I see other teams do it this way. I see other teams do it a different way and take a different approach to it all. And they've gotten further since then. So I feel like more and more of these fans, Kevin, you're starting to see it on the fan text, are in this toxic relationship and they're about fed up with it. And that's a frustrating time to be in.
And that's what I want to know more about. And just for the record, I don't begrudge anybody whatever their decision is. Like, you need to live your sports life and your regular life however you want. Like, for example, we're getting a lot of feedback. Somebody texted in, I'm going to keep watching the Cowboys. I'm just not going to plan my Sunday around it anymore. And I absolutely get that. Look, I've said this many times. We will go to the earlier church.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Service that the Cowboys are playing at noon, and if they're not, the 10:45 church service is just fine. And I know there are a lot of people who plan like social gatherings, everything. My entire life, my family has planned Thanksgiving around the Cowboys game, and I think a lot of that's still going to be the case. But I want to know, Corey, how many people are out there who are like, it's too much?
Here's the other thing, Kevin, that I'm curious. When was the last time you can think that you continued to pull for something the way that we have when you had this one thing that was that you knew was that frustrating and in the way the entire time?
And that's a great question, because I think about two of the other teams that I root for that, dang it, they're trying their best and they just don't always get there. Texas A&M football and the Dallas Stars. I believe that Texas A&M is like, hey, what if we pay this coach all the money? Hey, what if we invest in our facilities? It just hasn't worked. But I feel like they're actively trying. The Stars, they've gotten to the Stanley Cup final at least multiple times. It's true. They haven't won a title in going in 26 years now. But they're like, who's the best personnel guy out there? Let's hire him. Let's, like, you can see the effort. Doesn't always work out for you. But with the Cowboys, I feel like, and nobody is going to change my mind about this, I feel like Brian Schottenheimer is in the building. And they're like, that'll work.
That's what I think. I think it's to hire Jason Witten 3 years.
I could see that.
This is the stopgap. But I would say this. One, when Ross Perot Jr. owned our Dallas Mavericks in the 90s, that was, I mean, I was still a Maverick fan, but he was intentionally trying not to win. He's like, I don't care. I just want to make as much money as possible. I don't care. I mean, you know, I don't want to. Kurt Thomas, like, you had a good player. He's like, I don't care. I'm not paying the extra $75,000. Just let him go somewhere else. I don't care. Like, that yeah. That really stinks as a fan. Jerry is Ross Perot Jr. at this point with the Mavericks. But I look at this right now. There's 950 people approximately on YouTube right now. Now, that's around the country or around the world. There might be people watching this that are right now not even in the country that are Cowboy fans and listening. 50% of Cowboy fans are only football fans. They love college football, they love pro football, and they love their Dallas Cowboys. They don't like basketball, they don't like baseball, they don't like hockey. They're just like, my thing is football. I like Saturday college football, and I like Sunday pro football and my Cowboys. So it's all they have. Being at FanFest, the people at FanFest are obviously Texas Ranger fans. There's no other reason why you would go out there unless you're also, you're a Texas Ranger fan, but There were so many Tolos out there. Thank you for saying hello to the Amazon drivers right now working. Hey, Amazon driver. I forget his name. I'm sorry. He's a Tolo. He's like, hey, give a shout out to the Amazon drivers, man. Now, listen, all the time, huge Tolo. Shout out to the Amazon drivers because it's pretty much a 24/7 job with Amazon drivers, and they're listening to our station. Thank you so much. But so many of them said, thank you so much for talking about the Rangers. So much of our content, I'm not saying our show, yeah, but I'm saying so much of the content around DFW is just Cowboys, and they're sick of it. But they're sick of it because they have the Texas Rangers, or they possibly have, in about 45 minutes, the Dallas Mavericks, right? Yeah. So, like, if you do like other sports, you can go somewhere else, yeah, and go, I'm going to back off of this team because they're disappointing me so much or not trying to win. But I think for 50% of the people right now on YouTube, they're only Dallas Cowboy fans or only football fans. They don't have anything else to go to. They cannot go to another sport or another team. You have four teams, yeah, or I guess five if you include Texas A&M. Yep. But like, I look at it, and for Dallas Cowboy fans, there's nothing they can do except just sit through this the rest of their lives until their life is over. And then they're like, well, I guess if you're at least 40 years old, you at least got to see the Cowboys of the 90s.
And that's like, that's just so sad. But I guess I don't know, like, Corey, where I stand on this is I'm going to keep liking the Cowboys, but also having this job, keep questioning the Jones family. But you go around in circles because, you know, no matter what the question is or no matter what the answer is, they're still going to do whatever the hell they want to do. I don't think people understand how they are not impacted by outside pressure. I feel like at all. You would think Commanders winning on Saturday would be a huge wake up to the call to them. Oh my gosh, we're the worst in the NFC. I don't think it comes across like that at all. Mm-hmm. And I actually think if the Commanders, I need to double check this. If the Commanders and Lions make the NFC Championship game again, I think maybe every team in the NFC would have been there twice.
What?
Since the Cowboys were last there. Either way, it's terrible no matter how you cut it. But I'm still going to love the Cowboys even if I can't stand the way they do this.
Well, and the Washington, you look at what they just did, Kevin. I feel like we're going to talk about Washington in the next segment, yes, here. But they just turned it around in 1 year.
Amazing.
And the Cowboys are going to tell you right now, well, it's going to probably be this year and then next year. Now, granted, Washington sat through how many years of hell to get to this point. Yeah. But they did it. They flipped it with one quarterback, one owner, new head coach. Real fast, everything turned around. And I guess the question for me keeps coming back is, even if the Cowboys get a great coach, is there going to be something that's in the way of that coach? And that's just the way that it is? Like, no coach can overcome this. No coach can overcome. So, Kevin, if we're fretting about that, and now we're fretting about Schottenheimer being the guy, no coach can come in here and change it. There's not a single one out there. It's too many hurdles to overcome. Too many things to defeat. And then you're saddled with this quarterback situation and the money that you have invested there. The roster is going to take so much time. So they do have a window of, 5 years here where it's just like, what moves? How can you be bold? How can you make these things happen when nobody can make a difference when they walk into this building?
That's a great point, because I feel kind of bad because the Vegas odds shifted pretty emphatically to Brian Schottenheimer being the next Cowboys head coach. Sean Sharif mentioned it, I believe, on Saturday. Bobby's been working the phones and his sources this morning. So there's definitely something there. Not to say it'll happen, but there's definitely something there. But then I keep thinking about it. Okay, what if it was Deion Sanders? Hell, what if for some reason Bill Belichick didn't sign his contract and he comes over to the Cowboys? What in the world makes any of us think that you'll be like, hey, you've been able to build successful programs in the past? Why don't you go ahead and do that here?
Yeah, think about Kevin, the... All last week when we talked about Deion Sanders, we were like, well, I mean, if anything, he knows how to take the limelight. Like, that was, you're trying to figure out how to justify working with the family that's been involved with running this organization for it. You're justifying how can they fit with that, because that isn't going to change. Like, that's a reality. That's not going to change. And then how are they going to be able to add the roster depth that they need this offseason and do all these right things? It seems like no matter what, it is futile to even try with this one.
Yeah. Look,
After seeing the successes you saw over the weekend, that's where the frustration is the most.
That was definitely a bummer. It really, really was.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.